Glory to Jesus Christ. We heard this gospel many times in our life. We heard these words when we were reading gospel by ourselves. And for sure, we were moved by these words, because these words somehow ignites in us this zeal for God. Actually, they cause this some kind of feeling of nostalgia, something what we feel that our soul is thirsting for. But usually this moment is gone very soon. But truth is that these words is just not some kind of poetic words which should somehow touch our soul in this pleasant way. Those words we heard are basic instructions for spiritual life. Without fulfilling these words, there is no spiritual life. We can pretend what we want, but there is no spiritual life. There is no relationship with God. To understand this, we have to remind ourselves some basic things. According to teaching of others, this teacher of spiritual life, in human being there's like three levels: body, soul, and mind, or spirit, or Greek nous. And the body, there are all this function or a being which is connected with body, with providing life for body, good working thing. Soul, on this level, there is activity of reason, thinking, and even feelings, which are not, they have nothing, no connection with body. And third level, the highest one, spirit or nous or mind, this highest level, on this level, there is communication with God, ability to see God, ability to enter to relationship with God. I am simplifying that very much, but we don't have time for hours to explain in details. When our first people were created, when they were in paradise, there was correct harmony among these levels. It means the spirit, the mind, was ruling over soul and body. That soul and body were helping mind, supporting mind to stay in this relationship with God. So they were supporting this mind to see God, to understand, to see Him from face to face. After a fall, something was broken. The rule over a human being took body and soul. And because of that, the spirit, the mind, was blinded, silenced. It was put to darkness. And people started to have this ability to see God, to understand spiritual things. And their whole life became, was on this level of body or only soul, without ability to understand God, to see God. Well, let's skip all this history of salvation. Let's come to our time, time of grace, when we were renewed by holy baptism. Holy baptism, actually, in the moment, was this sacrament which put back the original order, that the mind, the spirit, took over soul and body. But always when we somehow become victims of this, our inclination towards evil, which is the effect of the fall, we strip or we remove this power to reign from spirit, and we give this role to our soul or to our body. This is our inclination towards evil through our love to commit sins. We take or we remove this ability to rule over our being spirit. And our life is run by our body or soul, it means emotions or this reason, not through divine knowledge. And this is why saints, they say, and my favorite saint, and he really catches very well and explains very well, Saint Isaac the Syrian, he says, there is no divine knowledge on full stomach. There is no divine knowledge. He doesn't say that we don't know about God. We still can have a lot of information in our mind. But this information is like that information which doesn't move us to active life of this life with Christ. So we can be full of information, we can have 1,000 PhDs from theology, we can know all these things. But if we let our body to rule our life, this knowledge is dead. Because we are not able to gain this ability to have this divine knowledge, which comes through work of spirit. Or he says other thing. If your heart is filled with world, this level of soul, you cannot get any divine knowledge from above. Again, the same thing. We might be able to conquer our body, to put our body under control. That body doesn't dictate how we live. But still, we can be on this level of reason, of our feelings, how we feel, and we will follow these things. And if these rules to our life, yes, we can have some kind of spiritual feeling, good feelings that we feel as well, but still it is not divine knowledge which comes from this communication with God, communication with grace. Because this happens only when we give rein back to spirit. When spirit has rule over our soul or reason or our body, when our being is put back to previous harmony, then our eyes are open for unreal understanding. And then we are somehow pushed, we are running to gain this knowledge as much as possible. We are like drunk with faith. We are not even able to think about another else. Nothing in our life has priority. This is why people who really reach this level, they freed themselves, freed spirit from this rule of soul and body. They started to see something like new world. And they consider everything like nothing in comparison with this knowledge of God. They cannot explain. I cannot explain you what is that. Because we don't have words for that, because it is supernatural state. But those who experience that, they know what I am talking about. And it is difficult for us to go this way. It's difficult because I cannot give you experience. You have to come to this experience alone, everybody. This understanding of this work of spirit, this experience of this communication somehow supernatural with God to life on this level, you cannot give. You can just show the way how to gain this. And Christ, he even doesn't try to do this, but what he says, that keep commandments. This is the key. He says, this is the way. And there is a very interesting thing in Gospel, you know, that what we can read in John, that he says, I hope that I translate it well, that if you love me, he says, you will keep commandments. It means, I cannot say, Jesus, I love you, if I am against his commandments. I don't keep that. There is no love to God. But he says, if you love me, you keep my commandments. And then he adds, and then I, my Father, will come and we will dwell within you. He is talking about this special state of soul or human being that God himself comes in this mystical way to the person and dwells in this person. This is mystical unity of person with God, which gives clarity to many things. If I or my acting is caused by bodily desires, so I'm searching for pleasures, I'm searching for comfortable life, I'm searching for good food, I'm searching for ways which pleases my body, I will be not able to keep commandments. It's impossible. Because I'm giving my priority to body, not to spirit. So all our intention is, we should be in spiritual life, to give back rule to spirit over back to over body and soul, our reason, or other faculties, to put him back to harmony. May I can see God. May I can enter to this mystical union with him. And it is not easy. Take just one commandment, Christ said, and keep the commandment. one only. For example, he says that we will be judged from each vain word. Let's just try to keep this commandment, not to say any word which is in vain, not bad word, useless word, and we'll be judged from this word. And when we start to keep these commandments, we immediately will find resistance. We will find how difficult it is. And we can recognize that it might be our body or our reason or these feelings on this level of soul which want to rule over us. They say, no, you will do as I wish, body can say or soul can say. And we find very difficult to conquer that. It takes sometimes years to conquer these desires of body and soul, and until they give up their power and they let us go up and let spirit to reign over us. This is why the saints, they say, give blood and receive spirit. They know from their experience that to give rule to spirit requires really violence, even sometimes almost like blood, they compare that. Because we have to conquer all these inclinations which are in us. But you know, if we say, well, this is not for me, I am not going to do this, I am not going to try this word, it means that I am ashamed of Christ, that I really don't want him, that I really don't love him, that I really don't want to be. My reason, my feeling can say, yes, I am. But if I don't keep his commandments, I'm not trying to reach this level when I can be united with him. If this is not priority in my life, he will tell us when we enter to eternity, who are you? I don't know you. And we can say, oh Lord, I was many times pleased by your words. I wanted really be with you. I liked your teaching. Even I was trying to bring people to you. Well, but if we didn't keep his commandment, if we didn't come to this union with him on level of our spirit, we will be still unknown to him. To be a Christian is a serious job. To be a Christian, it means to be a warrior, going to the war. To be a Christian means that I am ready to give up everything to gain Christ. And if these settings are not in our minds, then we just go through life with sadness, difficulties, sorrows, trials. It's not a pleasant life. So let's remember these words which say they invite us to start this battle. Let's ask today for grace to understand importance of this battle, to return back power to our mind, which opens us for understanding of spiritual things, which leads us to relationship with God. Let's ask for grace today to be able to give blood. May we can receive spirit. Because if we don't do this, I will tell you something. We would lose our faith. Or we can pretend that we have faith with that faith. But for sure, our children and grandchildren will go away easily. Because they will be not fed through a real Christian way of life. And they will be not interested in dead rituals, which then give them nothing. Only people who try to reach this ability of spirit can be fully involved in this mystery of Eucharist, mystery of repentance, mystery of other sacraments, because they will know that this is source for their lives. And only those people are able to spread faith in Christ. Amen.